Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April the 8th. Grains closed higher with May corn up 11 cents at 768 and three quarters. May wheat up 31 and a half cents at 1051 and a half. And May beans up 43 and a half cents at 1689. We had new contract high closes in both old crop and new crop corn here today. The reports, you know, a little bit mixed on the reports. They didn't make any adjustments for the intentions report, so they left the corn carryout unchanged. They did lower the beans by 25 million down to 260, so that carryout is getting pretty tight. The world soybean carryout was only lowered by 360,000 metric tons. It's still up at 89.6. That's a little surprising, I think. One of the big jumps, they had corn, world corn production, up by about 4.5 million metric tons at 305. That's a big number. Kind of hard to figure how they figured that out, but that's the number we got to live with. The wheat was a little bit friendly. It was down 3.1 million metric tons at 278.4. The wheat carryout was raised in the U.S., up 25 million bushels. Now, the immediate reaction of the reports was to sell it off. We made the lows within a couple minutes of the report being released, and then we spent most of the rest of the day rallying back here. So the pattern has been the pros wanting to buy the breaks, the funds defending their positions, and that's what we saw here today. Now, next month, we should get the intentions numbers blended into these numbers. And one would think, you know, corn stocks are going to be down, but bean stocks up once they figure in the added acreage. But the market certainly is telling us that the world needs grain. I'm not so sure I agree to the extent that we're seeing out here, but these are very high prices. The beans have rallied over $1 a bushel in 5 days. I thought we had rallied enough, but apparently not, and the market certainly wants to move higher. I'm surprised that the new crop corn didn't do better against the old crop. It lost about 4 cents here. But, you know, one of the things I've been watching, as most of you know, excuse me, is the July-December wheat spread. It went from a high of about 230 down to under 5 cents here today, close to 4 3/4. So if these wheat markets are so bullish, why hasn't this spread maintained its strength out here? And, you know, a $2.28 break on a wheat spread is enormous. And we're back to levels that are pretty much normal out here. But if, you know, wheat's going to be strong, you would think these spreads could come right back, and we're certainly not seeing that. That makes me a little leery out here. Overall, I'd say the market's closed pretty well here today. We expect the wheat on Tuesday to be higher with crop progress ratings taking another cut. Unless, of course, they come up with a ceasefire in Ukraine. The Russians finally admitted that they've lost a lot of troops out there. So maybe there's going to be more pressure on Putin to end this thing. The world production numbers virtually unchanged with the exception of Brazil soybeans down 2 million metric tons, Brazilian corn up 2 million metric tons, and Argentinian wheat up 500,000 metric tons. So that's really about it. Good closes, certainly bodes for higher prices unless they settle the war or something else significant hits this market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.